Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
To Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. From 1998 to 2001, Simply Scottish aired as a weekly radio show on radio stations in the United States and Canada. Now the show is back in podcast form. In the coming weeks and months, expect to hear a great selection of Scottish music, old and new, as well as original features, interviews, news, prize giveaways, and more. For more of the Simply Scottish experience, visit our website at www.simplyscottish.com and interact with us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/simplyscottish. Coming up, a conversation with Andrew McDermott Sr., co-host of the Simply Scottish radio program, with a look back at how the show began. First, here's music from The Proclaimers. From their 2011 remastered release of Sunshine on Leith, here's I'm On My Way.
I'm on my way from misery to happiness to be. I'm on my way from misery to happiness to be. I'm on my way to what I want from this world. From now, you'll make it to the next world, and everything that you receive up yonder is what you give to me the day I wonder. I took a right turning yesterday. Yeah, I took a right turning yesterday. Yeah. I took the road.
Next world and everything.
This is Andrew McDermott Jr. for Simply Scottish Radio, and I'm here with my father and co-host, Andrew McDermott Sr., and we're just here to have a little conversation about the past, the present, and the future of Simply Scottish Radio. Thanks for joining me tonight, Dad.
Yes, you're welcome.
Dad, every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, something special happened for our family. What did it mean for you to have a radio show for 3 years, and what kind of experience was it for you?
Well, initially, Andrew, the first thing I thought of was that we came over direct from Scotland and went to the borders of Mexico, and we were straight into the culture of both parts of Texas, South Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, plus over in the border of Matamoros and other cities in Mexico. So it was a very quick start to our life in South Texas.
And it wasn't our first landing point in America. We had done a teacher exchange in Minnesota.
Correct.
And that's actually where we met some winter Texans who would spend their winters in Texas, yeah, where it's warmer. But a strange place to start a Scottish cultural radio program, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very much.
An interesting mix of cultures, huh?
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. We we tapped into the border towns and cities around. And because these parts of the border are very, very, how should I say, not peasants, but people that are work on the land, farms, and general, just ordinary people. Although people that were in high places, like professors of universities and various other people, were the first ones to respond to the radio show, which was probably came over to them as a very intellectual view of Scotland.
Yeah, well, it was a show that had its start on KMBH, KHID Studios in South Texas, an NPR affiliate and a PBS affiliate down there. Mm-hmm. So you had the TV station and the radio station in the little, yeah, the little room upstairs. And according to legend, I can't even remember this myself, but according to legend, the reason I was in the station to begin with was I got a traffic ticket, and in order to not have it on my record,
oh, yeah, yeah,
or not pay at all, they recommended that I go to the public radio station.
Community
and,
service.
And serve some community, yeah, service. So that was kind of funny. And then the program director told me that they, you know, they were looking for some interesting programs. And, of course, my mind, you know, got racing after that on a Scottish program. So how did it get the name Simply Scottish?
Well, it just came out of the blue with just talking and discussing about the possibility of having a Scottish cultural radio show. I mean, for myself, completely came out of the blue. But for you, where you when you were younger, always liked to be an announcer, or like on a radio show or a TV show, just even in the early ages of 13 years old, 14.
Yeah.
And gradually the bug of programs and radio, television and other medias were digging deep into your heart, and that started it off.
We looked at a couple of different theme songs to begin and end each show, but we finally landed on a piece from the movie The Ghost in the Darkness, music,
yeah,
by Jerry Goldsmith. And the particular track we chose sort of mixed Celtic and even African-sounding beats,
yeah,
and stuff. Were you happy with that theme song?
Well, there was another one that you had picked, which escapes my memory just now. But the film that came out The
Rock.
No, the film that came out. The
Ghost in the Darkness.
The Ghost in the Darkness, yeah. That film was just coming out, the movie, and that music stuck with me, and because I'm Scottish, I felt that it had a little bit of... Because it was the colonized or
yeah,
with people from Scotland, England, and they brought their little bit of their own country to Africa.
Yeah,
and the drums and the beat, and it just had that feeling, and it was very, very stirring.
Yeah, quite a rousing way to start and end the show. So the show was an hour long. It came on every Wednesday evening, right after the national news show, All Things Considered. And basically we had a mix of music, features, we had different words of the week, a prize drawing. We had all sorts of things, didn't we? We interviewed people as well. So it was a good mix of things. I believe they call it a magazine show in the United States, where you have all sorts of things making it up. What was the reception to the show? Did people like it? Did they enjoy it?
At first, we were too busy trying to get the show over to people. But we did take calls, and being so new to the media that we were dealing with, we had no idea of how to handle the response. All right, it was just coming by phone, but it was coming from over the border, and the reception was off the radio was a little bit shaky. And as I said before, the people, the down to earth people, the farmers, and just the local people that lived just over the border were slow to respond to us. But once they heard the music and the show coming from Scotland, and of course that is Escocia, and they have a very high regard for the country.
One of the instruments that Mexico and Scotland share, of course, is the violin or the fiddle. And the accordion as well.
Of course.
You do find those in both countries' folk music. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing from one family actually in northern Mexico, so across the border in Mexico, and this lady either called or emailed us and said that her 80-year-old mother would just sit there and listen to the show, even though she didn't know a word of English. She would sit rooted to our show and enjoyed the music so much because she felt that connection with the kind of folk music and folk tradition of her own land. So that was, I think, a very special piece of feedback we received. And then we started launching the show online. I built a website called simplyscottish.com, which served as an official companion to the radio show. And then we started hearing from people further afield, didn't we? And after a year or two, we said we should get this out to more people. And so we launched a national effort. And at its peak, it did air on a show in the middle of the U.S., Tennessee, West Virginia, North Carolina. Various states picked it up. And then even a station in Canada, Ontario, Canada. So we were able to get it out somewhat. Although it never went national like the Thistle and Shamrock, did it?
No, it didn't. It was a real pity about that. Plus the fact that our new arrival in South Texas, but being down at that part of the world, the media was not quite there compared to Houston and San Antonio and some of the other big cities in Texas. And I think we were almost in the land that time forgot.
That's true. If we had launched it in Austin, perhaps, or Dallas, we may have had a bit more of an immediate impact. And, South Texas is largely rural. And it's, what, 200 miles south of San Antonio? So we're talking right on the border, you know.
Correct, yeah.
Again, an interesting place to launch a Scottish radio show. Mm-hmm. Before we close up here, Dad, I just wanted to ask you, do you have a favorite moment or show that you remember us doing in the 3 years that we did it down in Texas?
Well, there's many of them, but one in particular was we did a tie-up from Scotland where my son got one of our family members to telephone. And this was a little bit... and that's the reason why we call it Simply Scottish, because it was such a simple idea for to get her to phone the station. And my son took it from there and did a two-way part of the conversation. And
yeah.
Brought a few tears to my eyes because of the homesickness, and it was quite a night.
Yeah,
I was very proud.
We did manage to speak to people directly from Scotland, even though it was an evening show in the States. I don't know if you remember, we interviewed the president of Glasgow University.
Oh yeah.
When the university turned 700 years old.
Yeah.
And he had some interesting things to say, and appreciated being able to talk to a southern United States audience.
Yes.
Well, it's been 10 years since the last full episode of Simply Scottish, and we're looking to the future now. For quite a while, I've been trying to think of the show as a podcast. I don't know how familiar you are with podcast technology, but basically it's taking the word broadcast, you know, which is what a radio would do, but it's turning it into a technology now where you can listen on your phone, you can listen on your computer. Basically, any device that can connect to the internet can play podcasts. And so I've been trying to put something together, and I'm really looking to start it very soon. Is that something you're excited about, that?
Well, I'm excited, but a lot has changed in 10 years. The media, for instance, and although I'm not into computers and podcasts and various things, it does excite me at the fact that if the show was released here in Washington, would get to a lot of people very, very quickly, and response could be just as quick, and it certainly would help the show.
When you have a podcast, no matter where you're based in the world, you upload that to the internet, and all of a sudden, you know, assuming you can promote the show, people can listen in Scotland, people can listen in Russia, people can listen in China, and next door, you know. So it kind of takes away the borders of where you can physically reach, as in a radio station.
Yeah.
And it really opens it up a bit. So
yeah.
I'm quite excited about getting Simply Scottish going again as a podcast. And you can look for that coming soon. So stay tuned to simplyscottish.com for details on that. Well, Dad, any closing comments? I appreciate you sitting down and chatting about Simply Scottish Radio. I think there's still some good things to come with the show.
Well, thank you, Andrew. As a father that's 71 years old, it's taken me back a little bit when I was a little bit younger. And hopefully that it could revive itself, and with a few changes, to say the least, about 10 years from when we finished up in 1999.
Well, when we started in 99 and finished in 2001, yeah, it's been 10 years. Are you still willing to be a co-host of the program?
I'm sorry, I'm forgetting that it wasn't 10 years that we started the show, but
it was
10 years that we arrived in South Texas from Scotland.
You might not be able to join me for every program, but are you still willing to share with listeners the best of Scotland in your experience?
Yes, well, as my dear friend Sir Sean Connery would say, well, yes, Andrew, it's something I'm looking forward to very much. And I thank you for this interview. And may God bless you.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Sean. Or should I say, Dad? Thanks for joining me tonight.
Yeah.
That's it for the inaugural podcast edition of Simply Scottish. For more of all things Scottish, visit us at www.simplyscottish.com. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/simplyscottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott, inviting you to tune in next time to Simply Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2011, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.